Moments of Melody Time. 5 minutes to help you begin your day with a song. I have an article here titled The Greatest Heart Transplant. I'd like to read it to you. Medical history was made in Cape Town, South Africa, when the heart of a 25-year-old young woman fatally injured in a car accident was transplanted in the body of an ailing 55-year-old man. Many look upon this as a medical miracle. It is the first time in history for a successful heart transplant in a human being. A far greater miracle has taken place not once, but many times. It is the spiritual miracle which takes place every time God makes a heart transplant and saves a person from spiritual death. This unique operation is described in the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel, where God says, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh." Here is described the spiritual heart transplant, or the experience of the new birth. What does it mean? It means a new life, a new nature. It means being born again. Jesus said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit." This happens when a person realizes that he's spiritually dead and he needs someone to bring him new life from above. Now the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. The Lord Jesus speaking, "Are not sparrows sold 5 for 2 pence? And yet no one of them is forgotten in God's sight. As for you, he takes every hair of your head into his reckoning. Do not be afraid then. You count for more than a host of sparrows. And I tell you this, whoever acknowledges me before men will be acknowledged by the Son of Man in the presence of God's angels. He who disowns me before men will be disowned before God's angels. There is no one who speaks a word against the Son of Man but may find forgiveness. But there will be no forgiveness for the man who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit. When they bring you to trial before synagogues and magistrates and officers, do not consider anxiously what you are to say, what defense to make, or how to make it. The Holy Spirit will instruct you when the time comes, what words to use." This great heart transplant, have you experienced it? It's a tremendous thing when a person has a physical heart transplant, but how much more thrilling the spiritual one. And you can experience this by trusting the Lord Jesus as your Savior and then enjoying this new birth within.